Most people think that Empire is the best Star Wars movie.
It is.
I tend to think I side with Return of the Jedi.
No, no. If anything, Star Wars is second.
You think?
Yeah.
I love Return of the Jedi.
Well, you're a freak.
I also feel the same way about Return of the King. Most people like Two Towers.
No, I like Fellowship way better than I like either of the other two.
Really?
Yeah.
What's like to be, you know, wrong?
I wouldn't know.
Hmm.
Welcome to the 15th episode, especially 15th annual episode. It's like once a year we do this. 15th episode of the STR Gamer Podcast.
We've been doing this for longer than there have been podcasts.
It's true.
Yeah.
I'm Brian.
I'm Sam.
And we're here to talk about stuff.
How's it going? What have you been playing this week? Or the past 2 weeks? I don't
lots
think
of, lots of things. Yeah, it's been a week and a half or 2 weeks since we did a podcast. And let's see, I've been playing Deus Ex, which is rad. Started out kind of slowly, but you know, you start out in the first couple hours, you're just kind of putzing around doing tutorial shit. But then the game opens up, and you get like five. If you play your cards right, you get like five Praxis points, which are the upgrade mechanic, like all at once. And so then you can really get into it, and it's super cool. Been playing lots of Lord of the Rings Online. We've talked about that to death. You know, coming back to an MMO, we should do a topic one of these days about coming back to MMOs. And developers should really make that easier if they want to try and get customers back.
Just figuring out how the system works, and how your character works.
You come back in, and even though the conventions are largely the same between these games, you come back and you're like, I've got six hotbars filled with icons. I have no fucking idea what any of these do. And it's really
And that's
tough.
If they haven't changed the
That's if they
the
haven't
combat
changed
it,
yeah.
at all. You know?
So, but I'm learning, I've relearned how to play my character, and so, so that's cool.
What have you been doing? What have you been playing in Lotro?
Well, I just reached level 60. I'm running around in Moria and just doing killing mobs and avoiding fellowship quests like crazy. Just trying to reach the current level cap before the expansion comes out in like 3 weeks.
So you're getting the plus 25% XP.
And that takes up a like an inventory slot. It takes up your token slot.
Yeah,
which is annoying.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah,
I think they would just do that
because I've got another token which increases my out of combat run speed, and I'd really rather have that. But whatever, for 25% XP, I'll do pretty much anything. What else have I been playing? I've been playing some more Age of Empires Online. I think
nice.
We talked about that last time.
I don't remember.
I don't either. If I've only been playing that in the last week and a half, then that's crazy.
That just came out. Like
it just came out
maybe
really,
2 weeks ago.
Yeah, really, really recently. Anyway, I've kind of lost interest in that. So managed to play it without paying any money. So yay, that's a small victory for me.
Nice. I hear it's kind of hard to do that in that game.
Yeah, well,
they really encourage you.
There are a lot of things you cannot get at all, which I really don't like in free-to-play games. I would prefer that everything is available, even if it's astronomically expensive and you have to grind like crazy for it. Everything that you can get as a player who pays should be available for free-to-play players as well with enough work. But anyway, what else do I have on my desktop? I don't know.
Tell me more about Deus Ex. You're playing on PC.
Playing on PC. Good settings, you know. It looks okay. There are some parts of it that are super detailed and others that are not so much. But I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
Controls well. People have said, hey, it's not really a shooter. It's not a shooter, but it's shooty enough. It doesn't need to be as precise as like a Call of Duty.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just really like the cyberpunk aesthetic, and this bodes well for assuming it sells well, which I imagine it will. We should see a resurgence of Deus Ex games.
Love that. That'd be awesome. Yeah, I totally want to pick that up.
Yeah, and then you and I played some Left 4 Dead 2 earlier today, and we're kind of about that, and then we played some Forza 3, and that was rad.
Yeah, super Forza's rad.
Forza is rad. What have you been playing?
I've been playing some more. Oh, I finished The Witcher.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Listeners will be happy to know. 60 plus hours in that game. And I did pretty much everything in that game. Like, all the side quests, like most.
That is crazy.
It's insane. That is one of the deepest RPGs I've played in a while. It's probably since, like, Neverwinter Nights 2 or something. Which uses the same engine. Or uses the Aurora engine. I think that's Neverwinter 2.
It is.
Yeah. It's just awesome. Super deep, super quirky and in some spots. Like,
Eastern Europe.
Yeah, it's just like, it's very much got that feel. The lore is really unique. I mean, it's just awesome. But the game totally ends on a cliffhanger. Like, it's interesting. There's a CGI cutscene, which you don't often see at the end of a video game. Like, and I'm not sure that apparently they expected people to wade through their 60-hour game, you know, to see this thing. But it's pretty full on. And there's all these, it raises all these questions and stuff, and it answers some of the questions that it brought up in the game. The game ties up neatly, but then it has this huge cliffhanger. So really excited for The Witcher 2. I think I'm definitely going to have to upgrade my PC to play that. I know it's coming out on it's going to be coming out on consoles, but I kind of want to play it on a PC.
Yeah. I think that's probably the way to go.
Yeah. I mean, it seems to be optimized for PC, but, after playing the first one on PC, I definitely want. Like, I was thinking maybe getting Deus Ex for 360, just because it seems like it may be a little bit optimized for consoles in terms of gameplay. I could totally also play that on PC after I upgrade too.
Yeah.
I'm kind of a purist about certain things. Like, definitely want to play Skyrim on a PC.
Right.
Which is going to be one of the main motives to upgrade.
I wouldn't expect to hear from you after that game comes out.
Dude, it's like those games come out like every 4 or 5 years or whatever, and that's the marker for me to get a new computer. It's like, okay, well, I've upgraded my rig as much as I can on this particular rig.
Yeah.
Now I got to get a new hog so I can, play on high settings.
Yeah.
So I've been playing, so I finished that. Been playing more Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
Ass Creed, bro.
Yeah. So Brotherhood is like different from from number two.
Don't just leave it alone.
It's different from the second game in that you don't have the villa or the via to upgrade. You're basically upgrading things around Rome as you're doing it, and just like Assassin's Creed 2, like those are the things that I like gravitate towards first, because I'm like, this will do so much for me if I just upgrade everything that I can, like, and it's true, you get money for doing stuff. So I've just been like running around to the different factions and like renovating buildings and, you know, renovating tailor shops and all this stuff. I love that. I love that part of the game where it's just like, here are your quests, you know, it's totally open world, go do other things. You can't go to these places just yet, but so I've been doing a bunch of that.
Do you have your team of assassins yet?
No, I haven't even unlocked them or anything. Yeah, I've just been running around solo, like.
So you can't call down a hail of arrows?
No. It's so far. I've only got, you know, the regular factions from, you know, like the Curtisans and the Thieves Guild and the Condottieri and stuff. That game is super rad.
Yeah.
I'm so juiced for the third one in that series.
Well,
the third in the Ezio.
The third second one.
Exactly, the third in the Ezio trilogy.
Yeah. Yeah, when does that come out? Is that a November release?
Yeah, I think November. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, dude, that's gonna be so awesome. I've also been playing a lot of this game called Ica. It's an MMO that I'm doing for review, and it's an Eastern MMO. I think it's maybe Korean.
Aika. Oh, okay.
And the big thing about it is supposed to have this like 1,000 versus 1,000 PvP, like that was its big thing, like 1,000 people.
Right.
And I've been playing it, and so far it's not great. It's like when it came out, it wasn't ever supposed to be like the next big thing, but it definitely was supposed to be pretty good. And it looks all right, but like there are some really sort of strange ways that the game deals with its different systems. Like the UI is fine, but the way that it guides you to different quests and like the map system is like kind of confusing. And I don't know if that's something that it just isn't localized very well. But you know, the translations of stuff aren't that great. You know, there's some awkward stuff in the dialogue. The game, for what it is, it's free to play, so like it's not you know, there's no problem. But like you log into the screen and there's five different nations, and I don't understand what it means to be part of any of those nations. Like, clearly I have to go read up on it, which I will. But
yay, obscure lore from a Korean RPG.
It's like, I was like, okay, maybe this is the faction that you start out with. So I did that. I created a character. Then I logged in with another one of the nations, and my character is there. So,
is that the server browser?
It's so after that, there's another level of what seems to be servers, and then there's a normal server and a limited server.
What the fuck?
And I have no idea what the difference is between these two things. And then, so I played lefty, so I have my mouse on the left side, but this shouldn't matter. Well, but sometimes I right-click for things, and sometimes I left-click for things. And there's no rhyme or reason as to that I can figure out to which when I'm supposed to right-click or when I'm supposed to left-click. Like, I'll right-click on a button, and nothing will happen. And I'll left-click on it, and nothing will happen. But if I right-click, then left-click, it does what I want it to.
What the fuck?
So it's just, it's very, there's a lot that I don't understand, and I think I just have to read up on it. But there's very little hand-holding in the game, so. Yeah. It's got, I mean, it's basically, you know, quests, grind mobs, and stuff like that. And the world seems to be fully realized, and the combat animations and stuff are pretty cool, but.
Sounds like you got your work cut out for you.
Well, it's definitely, there's definitely a lot of depth there. I don't understand it just yet. But it's free to play, so I mean, you can't really complain. But I can't really understand how the free to play, how the shop works, or
yeah,
you know, when I try and drag something, it does like a mouse look. You want to try and drag something from an inventory to like a shop, it like does this mouse look thing. So like the screen goes all crazy. Christ. So
that sounds terrible.
So I don't know. I mean, I listeners will remember I'm a big fan of Eastern games, well, Japanese games, but I mean, like, even a game like Aika, which is originally Korean, has been totally localized, and there were some weird things about it, but it's at least it made sense when you played it, you know. I'm hoping they're going to do the same with Terra when that game comes out. So
they're making such a big push here. You have to imagine that they will.
Yeah, I mean, they seem to even have a certain degree of autonomy over here over that.
So that's a 2012 release, right?
Yeah, they pushed it to spring 2012.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Anything else?
Nope. Been keeping up with our all the news and coverage coming out of the most recent
the crazy whirlwind of gaming stuff that's been going on.
Game shows, yeah, which is our topic for the week.
Yep. Gamescom and PAX, 1 week after the other. That's insane.
This is really insane.
Ugh. What came out of Gamescom? Anything? I mean, the official Borderlands 2 announcement.
Borderlands 2, which is going to suck a lot of our Xbox Live time.
Seriously.
That looks pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, it looks... I've barely seen anything of it. I mean, it's...
Yeah. It looks like Borderlands. Yeah. I mean, from the trailer they showed.
Yeah. And more Borderlands is all good.
Dude, I'll always take more. Yeah. If they release more DLC, I would totally play it.
Seriously. Well, we never finished that last DLC, so...
No, we did.
We did. That's right. It was just Cromorax.
Yeah, Cromorax.
Yeah, that's never going
to
happen.
Well, we'd have to grind to get to that level, so...
Well, and even that, with two people alone, that seems untenable.
I think we'd do it.
I don't think so.
I think his Cromorax was in there before they upped the level cap to 69.
Yeah, but he scales to your level.
Oh, he does?
I think so.
You suck.
Clearly.
PS3 price dropped to $250.
That's right. That made me briefly toy with the idea of getting a PS3. And I discarded that idea.
It's pretty affordable. I mean, it's...
Yeah, I just don't... None of the games call to me.
The exclusives.
Yeah. Yeah, what else at a Gamescom? I mean,
well, there's a lot of like game coverage. Oh, but they also, something I thought was interesting is they're releasing a new SKU for the PSP in Europe.
Oh, right, the Europe only. Yeah.
Which is really interesting. I don't necessarily understand that after the, because the Vita is coming out, but I mean, I think definitely people will throw down £99 for a PSP over a 3DS. I mean,
yeah, I don't,
or a DS for that matter.
Who knows? I don't understand people who buy PSPs.
You shut your pie hole.
yeah, I mean, aside from that, it's no really. I can't think of any other signature news out of Gamescom.
Lots of game coverage.
Yeah, but no big announcements.
I'm trying to think. There's, I don't know if it was at Gamescom or PAX where, from before, The Old Republic got its beta dates.
I think that was PAX.
Yeah.
I don't think they announced that at Gamescom.
Yeah, I don't know. Anything stand out to you from the games at Gamescom?
Nothing I can think of. I mean, I wasn't following the coverage that closely. I was just basically looking for headlines, and that's why I can't think of anything that was big and premiere at Gamescom. Was there a Call of Duty announcement? No. There's a lot of Battlefield stuff.
A lot of Battlefield stuff.
At Gamescom.
There was a ton of MMO coverage at Gamescom.
Yeah.
The Old Republic, Guild Wars 2, Terra, obviously the big ones.
Yeah.
All of those games have got me really excited. Even The Old Republic, which we've, you know, talked a lot about how we haven't been excited for it. Like, the more they show of that game, the more it looks to be exactly everything we've said about it, but the more I'm like, it's a Star Wars MMO.
Yeah.
Want to play.
Like we said, I think the last time we talked about it, we are going to buy it and we're going to play it, but I just don't see it sticking with us, you know. What crafting could they possibly have?
I don't know, but
Can you make an MMO without crafting?
They do have crafting. You do it on, it's like you do it on your ship or something, or...
Can I craft my ship?
I don't know that you can craft your ship, but you can have a ship.
Fucking Star Wars. Yeah, anyway.
But yeah, those games look, I mean, all those games release, like, you know, a bunch of footage and stuff. Guild Wars looks so awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, pretty much all I think about when I think about Gamescom is all the people who then had to get on planes and fly to PAX. Like, directly from that.
Isn't that crazy? Oh,
dude, that would suck.
Yeah. But PAX was good, too, it seemed.
PAX seemed like it was really good. You know, again, not a lot of announcements. Really, any announcements that I can think of off the top of my head. But a lot of people having a lot of fun. Apparently the new Penny Arcade card game is really good and hard to find now.
Nice.
Yeah, it seems like a really good time. We should try to go sometime.
We should definitely go.
Yeah.
I think it'd be fun.
Yeah, totally. It's just filled with, I mean, if only it wasn't so crowded, but, you know, that's the way of things.
Yeah, that's the way cons are, so. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, all the panels seem to go off really well at PAX, and no reports of swine flu this year or bird flu or whatever the hell it was a couple years ago, so that's good.
Oh, you know what was one game that they announced was the new Warhammer MOBA.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
The 6-on-6-on-6 thing.
Yeah. That's, I'm not sure I understand, but it's like, it's somehow part of Warhammer Online. Like, they branded it as Warhammer Online, but it's basically a, you know, a Dota clone.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
It is interesting.
I think it's going to be free to play.
That space is getting crowded real fast.
Yeah, it is.
Ugh.
Yeah, what do we have? League of Legends.
Yeah.
Dota, obviously.
I should start downloading League of Legends.
Heroes of Nurith. Nurith?
Nurith.
Nurith.
Yeah. Heroes of Nurith, Dota 2.
Demigod,
which is really, I doubt anybody's playing.
Not a competitor anymore.
Yeah. But it was fun while it lasted. My favorite hero in Demigod was the guy who was a walking siege tower.
That's awesome.
He had like arrow towers on his shoulders that would shoot at people as they were walking by.
That is really cool.
Yeah, it was pretty rad. Yeah, MOBA games, not something we really know. We know of them, but we've never really spent any time playing them.
Right.
Yeah, I totally bought Deus Ex the day before it came out because there were a bunch of items for Team Fortress 2 in them.
Nice.
And I haven't.
And that's what got you?
Yeah, I totally was like, and then I was like, oh, but if I don't buy it now, I'm not going to get those items for Deus Ex or for Team Fortress 2. Fuck.
Yeah.
All right, fine.
Yeah.
And I haven't even played Team Fortress since I got that, but the next time I do, I'll get a lot of, actually, the thing that made a difference was they aren't just cosmetic items. Some of them are cosmetic, but some of them are actually really, really good.
Really?
You know, things to have, so. Yeah, Steam and Valve have really been kicking ass on getting the items for Team Fortress 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's some speculation that they'll do the same thing with Dota 2. You know, have there be stuff you can unlock in Dota 2, like skins or whatever, by buying other games. And that'll be interesting.
That's interesting to me to some extent, but I remember when Rift came out. Ooh, Rift is free to play right now. Or like Welcome Back or whatever.
Yeah, I think it's over now.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought it was for like a week or something.
It was like the 25th through the 28th.
Oh. Okay.
Do you still have the client installed?
Yeah.
Oh, then go try it.
Go try it.
I don't have the client installed, so I'm not about to go download that shit again.
Yeah.
But yeah, I totally, when I started playing Team Fortress 2 again, I went into my pyro inventory, and it was like, here's the Volcanic Axe you've unlocked from Rift. And I was like, what? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's cool. I mean, that's cool and all. That's what I was referring to. But I was like, I'm not sure that I want Team Fortress in my Rift.
That's the key. Team Fortress doesn't go into those other games. It just takes parts of those games and puts it into itself.
No, but I think that if you pre-ordered Rift, you would get like a Team Fortress construction hat or something
that you could wear in the game.
Yeah, or maybe it was the other way around.
Yeah, I'm certain it was the other way around because I don't remember there was something like pre-ordering, but it wasn't like Team Fortress side. It was like, you know, you pre-ordered and you got like a volcanic stone or something, one of those things that you got for Rift, but it wasn't like, hey, here's my dude carrying a chainsaw, you know, it didn't affect the color of the game,
right?
You know, whereas Team Fortress is such a hodgepodge already of
silly. Yeah, I mean, it makes sense for that game for sure.
Yeah, but it's cool. I mean, it's worked on me.
Well, that's cool. There was also this I think we were talking about earlier before the podcast, the Secret World.
Oh, yeah.
They've been starting to reveal some things about that and showing some of that game. But they've started doing this whole like ARG thing for their pre-beta push, which is really, really cool. I mean, I haven't really got into it, so I can't say like how fully realized it is, but something that the developers keep saying about that game is that it's going to require a lot of sort of like teamwork inside and outside of the game because they're going to have all these sort of cryptic puzzles in the game that's going to require you to do like actual research, like, you know, which will probably entail, you know, like shouting in the chat channel, like,
yeah,
how do exactly. I do this, or like going to a wiki or something like that. Yeah. But they've well touted that it's gonna. They've talked a lot about how it's gonna play out like that. What's really interesting is that there are three factions to the game. One of them are the Templars, who are like European based, and then there's the Illuminati, who I think are in North and South America, and then the Dragon, who are in Asia. And you pick your faction, and then, you know, go about your merry way, attacking the other faction or questing or whatever. So they've set up the before the beta, they've basically set up all of this intrigue and politics between the three factions, where you can join one of the factions and then follow them on Twitter, and they've released all of these different supposed letters from leaders of the factions and stuff like that. So it's like a meta game,
yeah, totally,
that people can play, and it's. It seems, I mean, they've been doing this for like a week or less since PAX. And it seems like there's a whole lot where that came from in terms of the material and the content that they've created pre-beta, yeah, which is crazy. Like,
well, I mean, that's the kind of game where you have to have just oodles of lore, right? You have to know what the hell is going on.
Completely.
Because somebody has to.
Completely, yeah. But it's super cool. I mean, like, it's much more than just like, all right, friends and family weekend of beta invites or whatever. It's like, you want to get into the beta? Well, come and join this like ARG, you know, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, and for that kind of game, I mean, that will create, you know, people who are invested in the game right off the bat, and that's what they're trying to do.
Totally. The only thing, it doesn't seem like it's something you can just kind of drop into or whatever. No. Like, I was looking at that, and I was just like, I'd love to do this, but it's going to take me, like, an hour to figure out, like, what all the factions do and, like, what all these letters are and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So if you're really, you know, looking forward to that game, and I am, it might be something cool to check out. But also, if you're, like, into many games and, like, following different games.
Yeah, this is for, you know, people who are interested in cryptography and, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's people who really loved all the Dan Brown books and just need something to tide them over.
Completely. Completely. Yeah. Anything else from the two shows that stood out to you?
No, nothing I can think of. Torchlight 2.
Oh, yeah. Going to be $20.
Still no release date, but yeah, it's going to be $20, which is the price of the first one, which is a smart move on their part. And they announced the final class, which is the Ember Mage. I don't know what the hell that means, but... yeah, looking forward to that. That's going to be super rad. I'm hoping they make it this year. You know, they really want to, but they've already pushed it once for 6 months, so it's getting down to it here.
Yeah.
It
seems like they're planning on releasing it this year.
It does, yeah. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised to see a release in the next month. Frankly, they need to release in the next month, because if they release anywhere near Skyrim, they're toast.
No, man. Yeah, and probably Diablo. We're talking about Diablo coverage is probably going to ramp up pretty soon. Yeah. So
when is BlizzCon? Is it later this year or is it early next year?
I think it's later this year. Hmm. I'm not sure.
Yeah, me neither. For some reason, I want to say it's March, but that I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think it's in September.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Actually.
Well. Whenever it is, that's...
I thought BlizzCon was usually in August.
Yeah, apparently not.
Yeah, I'm obviously not, but...
yeah. Yeah, I think it's... I want to say it's, like, early in March.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's an early year thing when they can get the media window, and they can also say, hey, and guess what? Diablo 3 is coming out December 2012.
Yeah.
You know, or whatever. So,
yeah. Yeah, well, Torchlight, I don't think we'll find much competition in Dungeon Siege 3.
No.
But it could it could overlap with Skyrim for sure.
Yeah, that's there's definitely a... So they need... And, you know, Torchlight is the kind of game that, you know, they just need to get... And at $20, maybe at $20 they feel like they're not competing with Skyrim. You know, they feel like, whatever, we'll get our sales no matter what, you know, because it's not a $60 game. It's,
sure.
It's a $20 game. It's something people just pick up. The co-op is going to be something for them, people to play with, and so maybe they feel like they can release when they want.
Sure. But, I mean, in any case, it would be great for them to get it out before the huge release season.
Yeah, well, that seems like it would be a good
October,
point,
November,
call.
December, you know.
Yeah. We'll see. Best, I mean, I'll buy it when it comes out. Is Trine 2 this year?
I don't know when that is, but that game looks cool.
That game looks cool. Did you ever play the first Trine?
I haven't played it, no.
Oh, man. That game is really good.
It's probably like $9 now.
It's probably cheaper than that. Yeah. I think it was only 15 when it first came out.
Oh, nice.
I totally beat that game, and which I don't do for games very often, and I totally beat the final boss before they patched him and made it easier.
Nice.
So, super...
But you felt good about that.
I feel pretty good about that, yeah. I actually didn't find the final boss that hard. I don't know what people were talking about, but... In any case, yeah.
Just anything trying to else? Think of the major publishers, anything big other than that.
Yeah, I mean, Rage is coming out, kind of meh on that. New Fallout DLC again for Fallout New Vegas.
Meh.
I
mean the I think the big games like you know, Mass Effect, Uncharted,
Modern Warfare 3,
they all got coverage.
Yeah.
New Halo trilogy was announced at Halo Fest.
Yeah.
Or was given a name.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and they showed some more stuff from the Halo Collector's Edition. But
yeah.
Meh. Yeah, so not a lot of wild breaking news stuff, but more in-depth stuff about things we already knew about. Yeah.
Cool.
Cool stuff, though. Yeah, really, really, really made me want to go to PAX.
Yeah, I think that could be really fun. We should totally put that on our list.
Should totally do that. All right.
To do. every year.
Yeah, right.
You know what we really should do is try and get into GDC.
Yeah, that's more. It's way more expensive.
Yeah, but it could be doable. It
could be doable, but it's like four digits to get in. So
I'm sure between all the people, send us tickets to GDC.
Yeah, seriously,
if you're listening.
Yeah. Yeah, because then we wouldn't have to travel. That would be nice.
Yeah, but PAX would be cool.
Yeah, PAX, or Marco really wants to go to Gen Con, which I don't know.
Gen Con would be fun.
Yeah. Those people are weird.
They are our people.
I know.
I hate to tell you.
Son of a bitch. Okay, cool. So we'll sign off this week. I'm at BrianWP on the Twitters.
I am at Sominator.
Excellent. Send us email at strcodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, my God. It's strgamercodcast@gmail.com.
All right. To SackDoc.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
And rate us on iTunes.
Yes, review us on iTunes. Send us email or tweets.
And check out the website, strgamer.blogspot.com.
Absolutely. And we are going to sign off with that.
See you next time.
Sayonara.